Good morning. This is Debbie Brown, Ag and Natural Resources Educator for OSU Extension Shelby County. Well, January was busy, and I think February might even be more so. On Thursday, February 21st, Hardin County Extension will be holding a day-long Ohio Intensive Soybean Management Workshop. The program will begin at 9 a.m. and end by 3:30 and will be held at their office on West Lima Street in Kenton. Topics and presenters for the day include soybean production management strategies by Dr. Laura Lindsay, soybean weed management update by Dr. Mark Laux, soybean disease management by Dr. Ann Dorrance, breaking yield barriers through soybean breeding and variety trial programs by Dr. Leah McHale, soybean insect management by Dr. Kelly Tillman, and soybean fertility update by Dr. Steve Coleman. You know, it's very rare to have all of these OSU Extension state specialists in the same county on the same day. You really might want to sign up for this special event. In addition to all the good speakers and topics, there will be a notebook provided to each attendee with multiple publications from OSU, and there will be time for questions from the audience. The registration deadline is Thursday, February 14th, and is limited to 25 people. The cost is $35 per person and includes lunch, as well as the books and handouts. You can register online at go.osu.edu/HardinSoybean, all one word, Hardin Soybean, or you can call the Hardin County OSU Extension office at 419-674-2297 to sign up. Also on February 21st, Mercer County Extension is holding a pesticide exam preparation class from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Central Services Building in Salina. The focus will be on core and category 1 field crops. Register by calling 419-586-2179. You know, Thursday, February 21st must be a really popular day this year. Dark County Extension is holding a new fertilizer applicator certification program that day at their office on Wagner Avenue in Greenville. This should be a 3-hour training to enable you to get your fertilizer applicator certification without taking an exam. Contact Sam Custer for more details, 937-548-5215. Well, Shelby County Master Gardeners are starting their 2019 Spring Gardening Series in 2 weeks. There will be 5 programs this year, the third Tuesday of each month through June. These programs will be held in the community meeting room at the Amos Memorial Public Library at 230 East North Street in Sydney, beginning at 6:30 p.m. and ending about 7:45 p.m. There is no charge for these programs and no need to register. Just show up. Free refreshments and handouts are available at every session. This series should give you a head start and some great ideas for your garden and landscape. At the first session, February 19th, the topic will be, Oh, Say Can You Seed? How to Save Money and Grow Healthy Plants by Starting Your Own Plants from Seed. The March 19th topic will deal with What's All the Dirt? Soil isn't just dirt, with a focus on soil testing to see what nutrients are present and what your plants really need. I'll keep you updated as the future months come, but April will deal with lawn care, May with shade plants, and June with four-legged pests. Hope to see you there. The Ohio Agribility Program will be holding a one-day workshop on Tuesday, February 26th, at the Nationwide Farm Bureau 4-H Center on Fred Taylor Drive in Columbus. This workshop will focus on agriculture and horticulture as viable work options for individuals with developmental disabilities. Speakers and panelists will provide insight on adaptive employment models, as well as identify resources and assistive technology to support workers in these settings. Workshop participants will gain an understanding of the workplace opportunities and ways to overcome barriers for both the agricultural employer and their workers. The program, Building Independence Through Agriculture, will run from 9 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. The cost is $50, and you can register online at cvent.com/d/n6q7m1. You can get more information by contacting Laura Ankerman, the Disability Services Coordinator, at 614-292-0622. When the focus shifts from disability to ability, everyone benefits. Yes, there is a lot going on. I was in Worcester all day yesterday for an agronomy in-service. That was a long day. And Stanley's staying busy, too. He's back to work and keeping up with things there. He's also got the corn stoves cleaned out, up and running again in case we get more snow this weekend. Yes, those stoves kept the house nice and warm a week ago when it was so cold. I just hope it doesn't hit those temps again. Well, have a good week. Bye-bye.